ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. An American kidnapped in last year's October attack by Hamas in Israel is found dead in Gaza. He's identified as 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Poland, one of six bodies believed to have been taken and killed.
Hamas kidnapped the 24-year-old born in Chicago from the Nova Music Festival. Hirsch's mother, Rachel, relentlessly advocated for a ceasefire to free her 24-year-old son, becoming the international face and voice for the plight of the hostages. Of Hirsch, it is said here, may his memory be a blessing. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A San Francisco 49ers wide receiver is hospitalized after being shot over the weekend on a San Francisco street. Ricky Pearsall wounded by a suspect who police believe was after his Rolex watch. Pearsall is in stable condition. The shooter is under arrest. Legendary rapper Fat Man Scoop is dead. He collapsed at a festival in Connecticut over the weekend. He was 53. Palestinian health authorities and the United Nations have started large-scale vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. They're hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory that has been ravaged by the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the Strip. The goal is to reach about 640,000 children. Murder in a nudist colony in Southern California. Authorities say an elderly couple is believed to be dead. At least one body found under their neighbor's home, and that neighbor is in police custody.
Police arresting 62-year-old Michael Sparks in connection to the couple's disappearance, charging him with murder. On Friday, cadaver dogs detecting at least one body underneath his property. Hours later, officials searching and finding a bunker underneath the home.
ABC's Melissa Don reporting. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in seven saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very pleasant weather shaping up here the next couple of days. We had a cold front pass through overnight that'll keep our temperatures about 6 or 8 degrees cooler than yesterday. And the nights especially will be more fall-like here with high pressure parked overhead, with light winds, dry air, and clear skies allowing for maximum cooling. Otherwise, turning a little bit warmer again toward the mid part of the week as south winds return to the region. And the next front of note is expected to move in from the northwest on Thursday. Could generate a couple of showers around here later Thursday afternoon into Thursday nights. Friday, that front gets just to our south and stalls out. Meanwhile, another disturbance drops in from the northern plains, could bring us some unsettled conditions by Friday night into early Saturday. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, but overall nothing too horrible here for the week ahead. Today, look for sunny skies, high in the mid-70s, northwest and north wind between 7 and 15. Clear and chilly tonight, low at 47 with light north winds. Tomorrow for your Labor Day, look for lots of sunshine, very nice, with light winds and highs in the mid-70s. The wind variable, close to 5 miles per hour. Monday night, clear and cool, low in the upper 40s. Tuesday should be sunny and nice once again, high of 77. The humidity staying low as well. The outlook for Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, just a touch warmer. Low 50 with a high of 80. Thursday, increasing clouds. 50% chance of scattered showers by late afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 80. Friday, variably cloudy and cooler. Isolated showers possible early in the morning, then again in the evening. Low at 54 with a high of 73. Saturday, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of rain. Low 53 with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a sunny 64 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 63. Yesterday, we had a high of 88 degrees and no precipitation. And as for this day, a record high was set at 98 in 1953, while a record low of 36 was set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 82, our low 49. Sunset today will be at 7:37, sunrise tomorrow at 6:26. No precipitation today. The barometer, though, is rising. It's at 30.9. North winds are at 5. Again, it's 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Some disasters cannot be avoided, but by taking time to plan and prepare, their impact can be reduced. Governor Tony Evers has declared September as a preparedness month in Wisconsin to emphasize the need for individuals, families, and communities to prepare for disasters and emergencies. During the month of September, Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to prepare by keeping these four things in mind. Develop a family emergency plan. This should include what to do in the event of an emergency or disaster, which forces you to remain at home for several days or you're forced to leave your home. Make sure the plan is practiced. create an emergency supply kit, gather key items to get through the emergency in one location, such as a first aid kit, non-perishable food, water, and flashlights. Remember to think about medical needs, and don't forget to include supplies for your pets. Make sure they are in waterproof and portable containers so you can take it with you in case you need to leave your home. Review and update your insurance. Check your home and vehicle insurance policies to make sure you have adequate coverage during emergencies or disasters. Make sure you have access to your documents, whether they are in a waterproof container or accessible through the cloud. And stay informed. Know what disasters and potential risks that could happen where you live, work, or go to school. Make sure you have multiple ways to receive alerts. You can receive alerts several ways, including a trusted weather app, wireless emergency alerts, local news, or community alert systems such as Nixle or Code Red. WRCO FM 100.9 will also keep you informed. During the fall months, it's also important to take steps to mitigate the risks of potential disasters to your home. Mitigation is a way to lessen the impact of future disasters. Before the winter months arrive, consider trimming branches and cleaning your gutters of leaves and debris. Preparedness Month is recognized every September across the country as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's READY campaign. This year's theme will focus on empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities to act today to prepare for future risks and disasters. For more safety tips, visit READY Wisconsin at readywisconsin.wi.gov. The annual Worship in the Park, a community worship service, is being held today at 10 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Everyone's invited to experience faith and fellowship in an outdoor setting, featuring a message from Reverend Pat Coakley. Coakley was pastor at the Richland Center Free Methodist Church in the 1990s and currently works for the North Central Conference of the Free Methodist Church in Janesville. A proposal to bring two Milwaukee area school districts together. A special meeting of the Wauwatosa School Board Tuesday revealed legal research into a possible partial merger between the Wauwatosa District and Milwaukee Public Schools. The proposition has been kept private due to client attorney privilege. Declining enrollment and birth rates in both districts are the reason for the study. It comes after both a $4 million budget error in the Wauwatosa district and a $60 million referendum for the district on the November ballot. A financial fiasco with MPS was revealed last June. Algae blooms close beaches on a popular lake in southeast Wisconsin. The Walworth County Health Department has closed six Geneva Lake public beaches as a precaution. Blue-green algae can be harmful to humans and pets, causing ailments like stomach cramps, diarrhea, vomiting, headache, and fever. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is evaluating the situation while the public is asked to not swim or come in contact with the lake's water until further notice. Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona will launch the 2024 Back to School Bus Tour. The week-long multi-state road trip will showcase the many ways schools, families, and communities are doubling down on accelerating student achievement and raising the bar in public education with investments and other support from the Biden-Harris administration. The Back to School Tour will feature stops in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. This year's theme, Fighting for Public Education, highlights how school communities are using the investments in public education to implement evidence-based and promising and innovative strategies and accelerate academic success to support students of all ages and backgrounds. Secretary Cardona will kick off the tour in Wisconsin with stops in Green Bay and Madison, where he will uplift the tools the Biden-Harris administration has used, including accountability, grants, and technical assistance to accelerate academic recovery, preserve and support native languages, and ensure high-quality public education in our underserved communities, including our rural and urban communities, for the whole child. On day two, Secretary Cardona will continue in Wisconsin and then travel to Illinois and Indiana, where he will highlight the administration's efforts to promote the critical importance of regular student attendance in partnership with the United Way of Greater Milwaukee, expand career and technical education for adult learners, and expand access to local community college. He'll be joined by White House Domestic Policy Advisor Neera Tanden and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Mandy Cohen, for some of these stops. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
Sextonville was the oldest high school in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information in the Richland County History Room at the Brewer Library, in the files on schools, this one about Sextonville. The article reads, "Oldest High School in the County Closes." The Sextonville High School, the oldest in Richland County, has been closed because of a lack of teachers. When the school was ready to open on Monday of last week, no teachers showed up to work and carry on what would be the education. Edna Stibbins, English teacher, telephoned in her resignation, and Principal Clarence Ott resigned to accept a position in the Lone Rock schools. No other teachers were available, and the matter was put to the state superintendent. His name is Callahan. He ordered that the school be closed and that the students in the high school should now attend either Ithaca or move to Richland Center. The Sextonville School dates back to the year 1851, when a small building was erected in the village. The first teacher was Margaret Ingram. The small building was in use until 1860. Then a two-story building was erected. The citizens had decided to open a high school, and Professor Henry W. Glazier, who was teaching in Richland Center, was engaged there to teach. In the fall of 1860, the school was established and has been a permanent institution all these years. The building was erected in 1860, becoming then too small by 1882, that the district built a larger one, 40 by 60 in feet, and two stories in height. The site had been building set for $3,500 in expenditures. Professor Glazier continued as the head of the school. Later on, as the present story would read, this white brick building became what was housing for the schools that were erected. The lower grades will continue and they will function throughout the years. Many prominent citizens have attended this school as both boys and girls in the years that have gone by. Records show that the school year was 1941-1942. The school building went on to be used for elementary grades for some time thereafter, but the Sextonville School building was eventually razed now about 20 years ago in 2004. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Richland County Fair.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Sunday, September 1st. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held on Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died August 28th at home. A celebration of life will be held on Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Brittany and Luke Moore had a daughter, Violet Pauline.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Fabian Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthday is an anniversary wishes going out are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be. Beginning off the brand new month of September, these birthday and anniversary wishes going out today. Happy birthday to Cody Pauls from Jay and Mary Pat. Happy birthday wishes to Ryan David Dax. Have a terrific year. Love mom and dad. Happy birthday today to Hannah from Heath. Thanks for being the best little sister. Happy 20th birthday. Good luck with school this year during your second year at the University of La Crosse. Happy birthday today to Branson Smith from Mom and Dad and Colin and from Grandma Smith and Uncle Randy, as well as Grandpa McCoy. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Ken Moore today from Park Street Christian Church. Birthday wishes going out today to Eldon Tony. Enjoy your day. Love you from Grandma Jean. Happy birthday on the behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Richard Kinney, Charles Moss, Tom Miller, Natalie Studnitka, Fisher Sturdivant, Kennedy Schultz, Emerson Hackle, Arden Farrell, Ren Farrell, and Elena Putz. Happy birthday today to Jordan Jones, Ken Moore, Branson Smith, Hannah Zumach, Aubrey Huth, and Zach Freeman from the Richland Center Lions. The Little Willow Birthday Club would like to wish Riley Hipsch, Karen McCauley, and Melanie Manning a happy birthday. Best wishes today. Happy birthday to Jordan Jones from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish Roberta Ledman a happy birthday today. Also, happy birthday today to Cash Kashub from the Richland Center Primary School. Anniversary wishes today going out to the following people from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Gordon and Phyllis Burns, Pedro and Becky Gomez, Corey and Gretchen Knabel, and Sean and Kristen Nitka. Happy anniversary as well to Sean and Kristen Nitka and Amanda and Douglas Wallerman from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to May and Kurt Heiss and Tyler and Emily Ostrander from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary to my wife, Phyllis Burns, from your husband, Gordon. Happy 60th. Happy anniversary as well today. Happy 40th anniversary to Betty and Steve Morrill. Enjoy your day with love from Penny, Bill, Colin, and Caleb. Also, happy anniversary today to Gretchen Knabel from Corey. Happy 23 years. So to all of you celebrating that big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast. Yesterday, well, actually, in general, Saturday was a very busy day for sports around the area. The 2024 Cashton Cross Country Invitational was held. In the top 30 area athletes included, coming in at number three, Anna Franck from Bangor, who is a senior. Taking the seventh place was Mallory Meese from Riverdale, a junior. Eighth place went to Grace Fretz from Richland Center, a junior. Pearl Fretz followed in ninth place as they were a freshman. Also, it was J.C. Michik, a sophomore from Bangor, in 10th. Matea Kaduk was in 11th place, a senior from Cashton. Also, it was Olivia McCauley coming in 23rd place and from Hillsboro, a freshman. 25th place went to Rachel Waterfall, a sophomore from Richland Center High School. And so that was in the top 30 for the Cashton Cross Country Invitational. In Saturday, high school boys soccer saw Aquinas defeating Amherst 4-2. Also, it was River Valley and Waupun tying at one apiece in Central Wisconsin Christian School being held on Saturday. In girls volleyball on Saturday, Dodgeville scored a 2-0 set win over Poinette. And then Poinette went on to defeat Fenimore by 2-0. And then for today, it is home talent action as Evansville takes on Sun Prairie and Sauk Prairie goes up against Verona. The Milwaukee Brewers made it 5 wins in a row with their 5-4 win against Cincinnati Reds in last action. It is their 3 wins in a row, though, on the road against Cincinnati as they look to make it 4 today. An earlier game as pregame will get underway around 10:30 over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Other sports scores from around the league yesterday. It was the Chicago Cubs defeating Washington in National League Baseball 5-3. Philadelphia shut out Atlanta 3-0. And it was also the LA Dodgers coming away the victor over Arizona 8-6, while Miami edged out San Francisco 4-3. In interleague action, St. Louis topped the New York Yankees 6-5. Tampa Bay defeated San Diego 11-4. Pittsburgh blanked Cleveland 3-0, while the New York Mets defeated the Chicago White Sox 5-3. And Colorado scored a 7-5 win over Baltimore. In American League Baseball, it was Detroit topping Boston 2-1. Texas edged out Oakland 3-2. It was Houston 5, Kansas City 2. Toronto shut out Minnesota 15-0, and the LA Angels defeated Seattle 5-4. And in top 25 college football Saturday, it was Georgia defeating Clemson 34-3. Notre Dame scored a 23-13 win over Texas A&M. Penn State was the victor over West Virginia 34-12. Iowa held Illinois State scoreless in a 40-0 win. It was Tennessee 69, Chattanooga 3. Oklahoma State defeated South Dakota State 44-20. Miami scored a 41-17 win over Florida. It was Ohio State 52, Akron 6. Texas scored a 52-0 win over Colorado State, while Kansas State defeated UT Martin 41-6. Alabama defeated West Kentucky 63-0. It was Mississippi 76, Furman 0. Michigan came away the victor against Fresno State 30-10. Oregon 24, Idaho 14, and Arizona got the win over New Mexico 61-39. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA. WRCO.
Jesus Christ, His Son. Christ, His Son, and
mountains, all our fears are washed away, washed away.
Worship you, Jesus, I